Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our President's Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, fastest way, go to directly to the 1150kknw.com website, click on listen upper left, and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And it is the third Sunday of the month, so that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. Talk with your human and animal loved ones on this side or the other, and private or personal readings with Natasha Venter. And we would love to hear from you. Our phone lines are wide open, and if you guys don't pick up your phone and call us, we could run out of stuff to do.
And so, to give us a call, you can just give us a ring at 425-373-5527 and then toll-free number 888-298-5569. We're here waiting for you.
All righty. Yeah, we got to give Nathan something to do. All righty then. It's kind of amazing about the timing here, as I got distracted in the last hour on the second round of ads, and then I got distracted again before I could bring it up with Natasha. But it happened again while we're love training. So I got to bring it. I don't know, Natasha, if you remember, I don't know how long ago it was, probably last year sometime. But we were doing the show and we're zooming like this, and we're in zooming, and I'm looking out my window, and I've got these big hemlock trees that have been taken down on the road, but I leave them, they leave them like 30 feet high or so. Mm-hmm. As habitat for the woodpeckers and, you know, bugs and squirrels and all that. Okay. And remember, so one of them has been cut like that for quite a while, a number of years. And so it's got holes in it and stuff from being
pecked
on.
And there was a family that decided
the
to
little,
make
a... the ground squirrels, the native ground squirrels. That, and he was going into the top hole, and then he was coming down and cooking out sawdust at the bottom, going up and down. Okay. Well, and so we talked about the squirrels, and you said he's moving in and all of that. And then I just didn't see him much in that tree around, but I see him around the property and all that. And I haven't seen anybody messing with that tree. I mean, probably since that show.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So now I'm sitting here.
Did he put food in there?
Huh?
Did he put food in there?
Well, I don't know what they put in there, but I just haven't seen the little ground squirrels around that, you know, going in and out of there for a long time. So I'm looking out there today, and who do I see? A big old gray squirrel. Okay, so they're way bigger than the ground squirrels. So a big old gray squirrel carrying something up this trunk, and then goes in the upper hole. Stays there for a minute, and then pokes his head back out, and then down he comes up. Anyway, he's been going up and down there, and I can't see what he's... I'd swear he's getting walnuts, but there are no walnut trees on my property here. I don't know what he's taking in there, but he's carrying... But anyway, so I got a gray squirrel. So did the gray squirrels quick kick the ground squirrels out, and have they taken over the nest in that tree, or what's going on, Natasha? She's looking.
Yeah, there was something that was off about that tree for the other squirrels, the native squirrels. And I actually almost think that the gray squirrels might find that too. There's something off about that tree. Like, I don't want to say it was diseased or something, but there's something energetically off about that tree. Now, they may be strong enough to persevere through it. It's kind of like, you know, when a house is... you know, not feeling quite right, that there's some people that just are naive enough and about it, and they just don't move in. But there's something off about that tree energetically. It's like there's something.
Well, it certainly could be rotting inside. You know, I mean, it's been cut for a number of years, and of course it's been pecked on and has all kinds of holes in it and fungus growing on the
outside. Yeah, there's something off about that tree energetically.
But just off about... It's right close to some power lines. There's a power
I was gonna
line
say,
right
is
up
it,
next to it.
Is
it might have something to do
some
with that.
Power lines? Yeah.
Yeah, there's a power line right next to it.
Yeah, and so that's sometimes when you move in and you think, "Oh, this house is great. Look at the house." And then you realize, "Wait a minute. This isn't going to work." And so then you don't
I
finish.
wonder if that power line isn't energetically doesn't mess up them so they don't want to stay in there or something.
Yeah.
But that
No,
that
there's
kind of
some
that
I was going
makes
to
that
say,
does
is there
make
a power
sense.
is there a power line? Is there one in the ground, right by it or something? But there's something that's energetically off about that tree, and I think these squirrels, they might be strong enough to just say, "I don't really care,"
Yeah.
because
Okay.
they run the wires all the time,
Yeah,
you
that makes
know?
sense. That makes sense. All righty then. So we've going to suspend our conversation because guess what? There is somebody listening. You never know because I used to know that it would, at least I could always say my parents were listening because they always listened to everything. But I don't know that they can tune in from the other
Oh,
side.
yeah, they
So
do.
anyway,
Not all the
let's
time,
go
though.
ahead and bring on our first caller, John, since I got to take
Yeah.
another phone call. We're getting busy with these calls.
All right. So, John in Seattle, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Thank you, Martha. Thank you, Natasha.
Thank
Hey,
you.
so what can we do for you today, John?
A friend of mine named Stone. He died about a month ago, and I was
Oh.
wondering if Natasha had any sense of his passing.
So one month ago, Stone was his name.
Stone.
Okay.
Can you give me a region where he passed, please?
At home, he lived in Burien.
No. Okay, Burien.
Burien,
Thank you.
Burien. Okay. So Burien and passed at home.
Right. Burien, Washington.
Now I know you said it's just a month ago. Now this will be interesting, John, to see what Natasha has to say. And while she's tuning in here, because I've been doing this show now for gosh, probably 30 years,
Okay.
and I've had a number of psychics, mystics, intuitives on the show, and I get mixed messages from them and. Everyone that I've had has always been extremely gifted and very good. Well, I've had there are some that when and in fact one in particular I'm thinking of, she would always say, well, if somebody passes, a human passes, she said, I can usually connect with them easily right around the death for a while because they hang around. But then after that settled, she said, then there's a 2, 3 months period or so that I can't connect because they're busy doing other things. And then a couple of other psychic people that I think are also very gifted said that wasn't an issue for them. They could communicate anytime. So I don't know that we've had that discussion with you, Natasha. How do you find this is generally do you find you can connect easily with someone as soon as they've passed? Does it take a while for you, or what is your
It
experience with this?
depends on who they were and who they are.
Okay.
Like with Stone, I really get that he had a lot of fear around passing.
Oh. John, do
That
you know
he.
if Stone was afraid of dying?
No, I'm not sure that he don't.
Well, I'm okay. So when I'm talking about fear, there's this like, it's okay. How do I describe this? That when we have a moment of the reality that we're not going to be around anymore,
Right.
that there's that anxiousness, there's that angstness, there's that where am I truly, the word is truly going, where am I, where what's going to happen to me truly? There's
Oh,
that.
okay.
There's that, and this is where a lot of understanding sometimes comes in, where we struggle with old belief systems, the old dog and that story, and then we have this other understanding of our spirit that we are going to be okay and we're safe. And there's this kind of quandary that happens, and that's what I'm talking about with this little bit of anxiousness about of passing. And
because of not knowing for sure where he was going
sure,
or what's
yeah,
going to happen. Well, that sounds to me like a lot of people could have that kind
yeah,
of
exactly.
stuff
so,
going on when they're
so
passing.
It depends on how much, I'm going to use the word dogma, he had of his old story of religion and that kind of stuff. So that's where I'm kind of like, I'm tapping in because I'm not tapping in with him. I'm going to tell you, though, I will tell you, talking with the angels, talking with the guides, that he is in a very good place. He's very taken care of. He is very held with love. He is doing a life review. He's doing a, oh, that's why that happened. I didn't really understand why that happened, but now I know why that happened in my life, right?
Right.
And he's very much at peace. He's very much at understanding. He's okay. So now I'm getting a little bit closer to him because I'm getting some language here because there was a little bit of this this old story dogma that he had to work through when he first crossed over of. This is the reality I have. This is not what my humanness knew, but this is what I really had going on. And so he is kind of in that story. There was a woman in his life that he, was it a sister or was there a?
Yeah, no, he was very close to his older sister.
Yeah, because he spent a little bit time with her before he truly crossed over, made sure that she was okay. She's going through some stuff too, isn't she?
I believe so.
Yeah, there's something physical that she's going through. I don't want to call it diabetes, but it almost has that feel to it.
Okay.
But she's going through
so
something.
It sounds like Stone is really connected to his older sister and paying attention to what's going on with her now.
So he would spend some time with her, and then he had to go take care of himself, and he's in that taking care of himself mode. Now, if there's a soul that's a little bit more awakened, like my father, like... because like I didn't talk to my mom for the longest time. She was kind of more 3D world. My dad was very spiritual. And so my dad never really went into a disconnect. So it really depends on who that soul was in this lifetime that it depends on if they're reachable or not. I wouldn't say it's a blanket statement, but it depends on the soul that comes that has crossed over. I want you to know though, he was not alone. There was a dog with him. There was his father was with him. He had an angel. He had other guys. He was a little bit connected with the fae, the fairies, the fae. And so there was a gnome with him, and he crossed over very. Besides the primalness of his body leaving, he crossed over very gently.
Okay.
Well, that's good to know.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
He sounds like he's in a real good place, John, and doing what he's supposed to be doing over there, which is figuring out all the stuff that we didn't understand we're down here and because we got to come back and do it again.
Yeah, that's why it took me a little bit longer to connect with him because there was that he's just in a different timeline.
He's still in process and working through stuff.
Exactly. I get this overall sense of gratitude. So that's that gratitude for, sometimes I get an essence of a theme that somebody is in right now. And I'm getting that he's sending gratitude to the ones that really truly loved him.
Right.
Okay. And that includes you.
Sure.
Anything else, John?
No, that was it. He really did. He demonstrated gratitude all through his life. Occasionally he would really get into that feeling more than any person I ever saw.
Yeah. So that's probably why that's a signature for you to know that he is communicating with you.
Right.
Sometimes I don't know why there's certain things that come through. So he's very grateful. And he was a very spiritual being, but there's still that, the humanness that we get into that we need to work through when we cross over. You two were pretty close, weren't you?
Yes and no. He came from another country, and, I helped him with English and things like that. Yeah, so...
Yeah, good. Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, he knew he could always ask me for things. And mm-hmm. if I needed a favor, I could ask him. And, yeah, we were close in certain ways. And, you know, he still had his culture that, you know, kept him in his belief systems. And I'm American and totally different than his culture.
Yes. So there again, I'm going to use the word dogma, because
right.
a lot of other cultures have a lot of dogma when it comes to the story of how they negotiate. And so that's probably why that word came in. He's very grateful. He's very, very grateful. He was very awake when he was walking in this world, but he had some very human stories he had to work through and process through in this lifetime. And thank you, he's saying. He's saying thank you for helping him.
Oh, that's sweet. All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's great. You got a good connection. Anyway, John, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, Martha. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
well, thanks
for
calling
in.
Animal
I hope
World.
That helps.
Okay. Thank you.
And thank you, Stone. God bless you on your journey.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we better catch up with advertisers so we stay on track and keep Nathan happy. Then we're going to go to El Waco and Teresa, and then we got Dina and Fresno waiting. So we're heading around the country here. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Your phone calls are next right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Talk radio for the heart and soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are in the middle of the second hour of our President's Day edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out on their website, and if you can't find them in the store, They're all available on Amazon. And of course, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available. She's got room for new clients and would love to work with you and help you with physical issues, emotional, behavioral, you know, type stuff. She does incredible chiropractic and acutonics with the acutonic forks and chimes and sound healing. Can do needles if you want them, but I find the acutonic forks way more powerful. Anyway, she is available for new clients and can work with you in person or remotely. You can check her out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And, you know, just remember, if you know anybody that has problems with their dogs and wants the problem solved quickly, tell them I always do a free telephone evaluation and usually only need to see them once to get things under control. So I'm going to give you my phone number. Please pass it out to everybody you know that has problems with their dogs. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Alrighty then, it is time. We are heading down. See Nathan Till, Iwako, Teresa. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hi, Martha. Hi, Natasha.
Hello.
So it looks like now I was assuming you were going to call in about our doodles and all that sort of stuff, but it looks like there might be something else on your mind.
Yeah, there is. I'm going to, I shared your training with our daughter who's expecting her first baby, and I'm going to be reaching out, if she will, about introducing her huskies, getting them prepared.
Right, that's right, because she's got the huskies, and you said last week you called in when Nils and Linda were here, and we talked about Mango and Mowgli, our doodles, and then you mentioned that your daughter, who lives with you, is pregnant. We got a baby coming. Later in the year, and she's got the huskies, and so I told you, as tell everybody else, I got a great program for preparing dogs for babies coming and all that good stuff. So it looks like maybe I'll get a chance to share that all with you, huh?
Yes, you will. Yes.
Let's just ask Natasha, since you're familiar with the energy of that you've worked and helped Teresa with these dogs and everything for, can you tune in her daughter that lives with her that's pregnant? And I think she's got three huskies that are there, right?
Yes, yes.
Plus your dogs. How do you look like pregnancy go well? Are we going to integrate okay with the baby and the dogs and all of that? And how does it – okay, she's nodding. That's a good thing, Teresa. So, Natasha, what are you seeing? Anything in general?
This little one's going to be like a lot of the ones that are being born right now. Oh, my gosh. They're so, like, awake. There's going to be this glow about – this little one that at first and this little one's going to be very welcomed in by the pack.
Oh, of the dogs.
Yeah, the pack.
Oh, okay, the huskies are going to like the baby.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, good.
So there's going to be that initial yay, but I'm seeing like make sure, you know, as huskies are, I want to be part of the team. I want to be important, you know, pay attention to me. So There's that afterwards that as mom is still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, that's what my program does. See, because they're like little kids too, and they get jealous of each other.
Exactly.
Okay? Yeah. And a lot of people make the mistake. They think, oh God, the baby's coming. So we'll make it up to the dogs before the baby gets here. So let's do all kinds of special things with the dog. And then when the baby gets here, the dogs will be on full. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. Because what the dogs do with that is that before that baby was here, we got everything and life was fabulous. That baby comes in and now we don't get anything. We don't like that baby. Okay. So we have to have a little way to make the baby a positive for that. But it sounds like things are going to go well. Natasha sees this going well. So that's good.
Is mom having problems with corn?
Problems with corn? Eating corn?
Corn?
Yeah.
I don't know if she's eating any corn. She's been real careful about what she's eating and, you know, staying away from dyes and overprocessed foods. And
okay, good. Because there's something, I don't know why corn popped up, but corn popped up. No, she's doing really good. But there's that angst that we got to get into. And like I've had told a lot of young moms, we're going to screw up our kids no matter what. So, it's
Amen.
like. So with
We
that,
try our best, but none
we
of us
try
are
our best,
perfect.
we try to do the right thing, but sometimes that's the pendulum swinging. So just remember to breathe, and I have an understanding that our angst can be more than food almost. Our energy field can be more than what we're digesting and that kind of stuff. So, because babies are so awake right now that it's that breathing, it's the meditation, it's that processing what we're going through. I was pregnant with one of my kids when my dad passed away, and I just knew that I had to process my grief. It was going to be grief, process the grief. Just don't stay in grief or the depths of the emotions of it, but just process through, because I knew, like I said, we're going to screw them up either way. But if we process what we're going through while we're carrying that little one and after, it can really help the energy field around that child.
All
If
right.
that
Well,
helps
thanks for
any.
tackling that. But I should apologize to Teresa because I kind of interrupted and took us on another place because I think you had another reason for calling. So we better
Yes.
get for the reason why. So Teresa, what do you need to know from Natasha?
Well, that it's funny how it all kind of blends together. That was wonderful. So thank you.
You're welcome.
I called about loss when my twins were born. I lost my mom before at around their first birthday, and my younger sister was fighting the same disease, and we lost her 10 years later. And so
Oh dear.
they have grown up with a mom who has been grieving. And I called today, without those strong women in my life. I come from a Italian background, and we're pretty enmeshed, and we don't know where one of us stops and the other begins. And I guess I just am feeling like I'm floundering given
Mom
the
and your younger
political
sister?
climate. He was my younger sister and my mom, and they were bigger than life. And I find myself wondering how it would be if they were with me, given this political climate. We're expecting, my daughter's expecting a son, and they were just so family oriented. And I guess I don't know what my question is, except that is there anything you're feeling, Natasha, from either of my loved ones?
I am getting that they're around you. I'm getting that there is no aloneness. There is no, they're not there. They have been with you. They are with you. They've been supporting you in other ways. Part of this journey, and I get it myself. I had to raise my kids without my parents. And my had to do it on my own. But what I found was that when we can stand on our own strength, and that's what that generation showed us, is that our parents had to persevere through so much change and stuff, that in a way that they were, especially when you have that Italian or the Greek or those regions that are very strong, hardy beings, that they've practiced how to know that they've got it. And I want to give you credit for how much you had it, even though you didn't know you had it.
No.
You know what I
Thank
mean?
you.
And that there is that part of us that knows what to do. And even though we walk, because I know my kids were born and walked. I mean, my whole
All right,
family
well,
passed
let
away.
me give Teresa an example. Teresa,
Uh-huh.
you got all kinds of stuff going on. I didn't even know how much until Natasha tuned in. But you contacted me originally because of your doodles, and you had major disaster going on, and they'd killed a neighbor's goat,
Yes.
and their lives were on the line, and all of that. But you didn't collapse. You didn't cave in. You searched for help. You found out about me. Yeah. You contacted me. You followed through. We did our work together. And by golly, you and Stu have just raised up like the most incredible dog owners on the planet. And you have moved mountains with your dogs. You just told us last week they are different dogs. And
yeah,
and you, Teresa, get credit for that. Okay. Mm-hmm. You did this magnificently, and very few families or couples or people that have serious problems with their dogs put as much energy into really doing what they need to do and turning it around. And you just get great kudos for that. So you are what Natasha is saying. So give yourself more credit. You are a strong woman, and you do what you need to do.
And what I can say here too, that, you know, you may have been walking in grief, and you may have felt in your own perception that you weren't who you wanted to be, but I'm going to tell you, grief made you who you needed to be for your kids. Grief helped you be the vulnerable mom, the one that knew that life was important right now, you know, all those things that grief has. And, you know, my kids, they lost all their family by the time that my oldest was 7. So, you know, it's like, but my kids understand the process of what life is, that they're not in the depths of the little things anymore. It's like, and so, you know, I think that there's something that your kids gleaned off of you for that, if that makes any sense.
So, yes, a lot.
And it's kind of like that affirmation we start with, you know, everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. So all of those horrible things that were perceived as being really bad, and all the grief and losing your mom and your sister and all of that, gave you the tools and the qualities you needed to be the mom you needed to be for your girls.
For them.
Yeah.
For what they were born to experience and learn from. And, you know, they may not be perfect, but they are who they are. And they are, but
we
what
were
they
perfect,
may...
we wouldn't be here. Exactly. We're here to learn and grow.
So
and be
you, my dear, in the perception of who you were, you've made me felt like you weren't who you were. But I would say the world around you saw a woman who stood up. And thank you for standing up.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so you have the genes of that stronger woman. You have the gene pool. You have the, you know, your mom was around you and your sister was around you for the longest times. And so you have gleaned off that strength. And so maybe, you know, when you needed a crutch from them, you know, you did have a crutch with them spiritually. They were there for you and with you, but you maybe in your understanding didn't sense that. But that's okay, because they were there for you.
Okay.
And they still are. They still are, honey. They still are. And they're gleaning into, or they're really spending time with this little one before it's born.
Oh.
I am too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Wonderful.
Okay.
So I guess mom and sister are great and are around and always have been around you. And so, you know, call on them if you need, you know, you need help.
Yep.
Thank you.
You've got it, girl. You got it. And
because, you know, it is a free will choice zone, and we don't necessarily have the right to mess with someone else unless we have permission. So they may be around all the time, but, you know, if you need something, tell them what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And ask for that help and support, because that will make a difference.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you. More than
emotions,
you know,
are huge. Emotions are huge, and people don't give enough credit for that. And I know that your daughter is going through a lot of emotions, and, you know, what's going to happen, where's things going to be, you know, but it's going to be what it's meant to be for that little one.
Yeah.
All right.
The little man. Thank you.
Yep. You're more than welcome.
And I know you're going to be okay, Teresa, because I've just, you know, learned so much about you through this process, you know, of helping with the dogs. And
you need
to give yourself more credit.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Because you are up, you know, blue stars, which are better than gold stars. All righty, Teresa. Say hi to Stu and Mowgli and Mango and all of that. And thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you for being you.
Thanks.
Yep. And hi, mom and sister. Mm-hmm. And new baby to come. Yay. Do we know? Are we having a boy or a girl, or do we know?
Boy.
A boy, yeah.
Yeah, she said boy. Yep.
Oh, did she say boy? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Well, I'll look forward to hearing from you off the air.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Let's keep Nathan happy. And before we head down to Fresno, let's take care of advertisers. And then we'll go to Fresno and talk to Dina. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. And if you want to pick up a phone line, now's a good time to do it. 425-373-5527. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
I'm Sue Minahan, inviting you to tune in and join me on Talk Cosmos next Sunday, February 16 at 1 p.m. for USA Global Currents Astrological Perspective on the USA Chiron Return, about the very identity of the nation, asking who belongs, celebrating cultural firsts, and issues focusing on the presidency, discovering dynamic energies involving the USA collectively as a nation. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos Sunday, February 16 at 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we're on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And golly, we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website. She is our best bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner, and she can work with you in person at her office, which is the Interspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely on phone or Zoom. And I work with her remotely. Oh gosh, and what a gift she is. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And even if she's worked with you before on the air here on the radio, she says that doesn't count. So she'll still do a free session with you off the air. So if you would like to connect with Linda Rasmussen and get a free session, all you got to do is call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. We are all caught up, and it's time to head to Fresno. Dina, Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nina. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm sitting here in the sunshine.
Beautiful. Oh, please send some up our direction, will you? I haven't seen the sun for quite a while.
I have a fair, well, I live in a gated community and we're not allowed to have cats, and there is a population of ferals here. And last
apparently
summer,
they didn't read the sign, huh? They didn't get the message.
They didn't, because there's a, anyway, I'll keep my comments about management to myself. And I watched from last summer a kitten be abandoned by his mother, or her mother, and now she appears to be pregnant, and I'm trying to catch her, get her spayed, but she, and I've got her tamed enough. She actually comes to my door and she asks to be fed. I've got since last week, I have a live trap sitting right by where I feed her, and I have somebody who, after we catch her, who is going to take her and let her birth her kittens if she's pregnant. I'm like 90% sure that she is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And I was wondering if she and my cat Neko play through the door with each other, if this should be a possibility of coming into my home or allowing her to have her kittens if she's pregnant and then go out.
Well, let's find out first. Now, tell us, let's make sure that Natasha's getting a connection with this particular cat. What does this kitty look like?
She's calico. She's got the white underbelly, and her black and orange spots on her back are tabby, like orange tabby.
Okay, so black, orange, and white, but not tortoiseshell, bigger patches of color. Okay, and do you call her a name?
I call her Baby Kitty, but this week I found out that my other neighbor that's been feeding her, it calls her Calico.
Okay, so Baby Kitty or Calico. Now, Natasha, are you able to get a connection with this cat?
Yes, I am. And
okay, so is she pregnant? Can you see?
Yeah, she is.
And she is pregnant. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to get that, you know, yay or nay. So if we're pregnant, then...
Yeah, she is.
So,
The
next thing is, she's coming to the door, asked to be fed, you're feeding her. You have a live trap next to where you're feeding her. And then you've got a friend that says she would take Baby Kitty or Calico in to have the babies, but you're wondering if maybe you should be the one to do that? Is that the question?
Well, I don't think I'm trained enough or have enough knowledge to handle that part of it. But after she has her babies, I told them I would pay to have her spayed, but wondering if she would be a good companion in my home with my cat.
Okay. I don't know.
Back. Okay. What is your cat, Dina?
He's a polydactyl manx. His name is Neko, and I've had him for 11 years. He's 13 years old. He's a rescue off the peninsula.
Okay, but a neutered male.
Yes. Neutered
male. Now, Natasha said she didn't know, but let me talk for a minute or two because she might pick up stuff from what I'm saying. So generally speaking, if you were going to get another cat, the general rule of advice is... get opposite sex. Okay. When you're dealing with dogs, get the same sex with cats. Opposite sex is best for dogs, for them to get along. But with a group of cats, generally speaking, the most congenial group is a group of neutered males. And I suspect that's because of all the cats our cats descend from, wild cats. The males don't live together and they don't live with the females, and adolescent males, retired males will often hang together and that sort of thing. So when you're going to do a group, the chances would be better, maybe, if this cat were going to be a neutered male, but you got a spayed female and coming in with yours. I'll just tell you that Manx cats in general usually are not all that social and can have some dicey issues with other cats. I don't know whether Necco's an exception to that or not. But let's say if we didn't have this pregnant cat on your doorstep and all that going on, and you were saying, "Hey, Aunt Martha, I want to get another cat before, Necco passes on." The general recommendation at this point would be bring in a pair of male kittens. And then that way they have each other to play with and all of that, and then Necco could join in or not. But see, we don't have that situation going on, and you'd be talking this calico baby kitty. What I know, you said you saw her, as a kitten in this feral group, so she's not very old.
Oh.
Natasha, now just talking about kind of the generalities and what generally might work better than others. Did you get anything more specific with this baby kitty calico and whether or not she could be a companion with Necco?
Well, this is what I got from her, is that she has been on her own understandings for a very long time, since almost day one. And so with that, she may come to your door, she may get fed, but from somebody else, I'm not getting that she can go beyond what she can control, is what I'm getting. So if you are able to trap her and, the babies and a lot of mamas, when they, I'm double checking. Yeah, she's pregnant. She's got a little bit of time, but they turn into this love, but then once the babies are done, they kind of have to go back to, and I get that she's not going to be, unless there's something that really switches in her hormonally, I'm getting that she needs to be probably outside the home.
So you don't see her integrating as an indoor kitty.
She's probably
better off. You could bring her in for birthing, but then spare and clip her ear and release her back out to her feral community. Is that what's feeling best to you,
yeah,
Natasha?
Yeah, that's what's feeling, because of the fact that when she gets caught, it's like, it's that feeling of, and I'm getting this from her as an individual, that she's trusting the process because she knows that you guys have kept up with the same patterns, right? So then when you do catch her, that's breaking her
pattern,
her pattern, her trust, her whatever. And it's not wrong that you're going to do this. It's very right that you're going to do this.
Right.
But at the same time, though, you might find that that she may not go. It's worth a try. You can try it. There's so much changing going on right now. You can try it, but if it doesn't work, then let her outside and she'd be fine. You know what I mean? It's that.
Yeah, so it sounds like maybe it's just gotta see what happens and see how this shakes out, Dina.
Yeah, because there's something, because sometimes when mamas have babies, there's such a hormonal shift in them. And I get that this is a possibility. Oh God, I wish that, this is the thing about change right now. There's so much freaking change going right now, and it's really interesting to tap into what is a possibility, because there's so many possibilities out there. And so this is what I'm getting is that as a core for her, she is very much trusting the people that have been consistent, that have always been, this is what I do, this is what they do, this is what happens, this is what I can do. It's like there's that pattern. Her having these babies is going to be shaking her reality up a lot in her hormones and that kind of thing. So she may find that she likes that comfort of a home because she doesn't have to stress out. But she's also been in survival mode since the day she's been born. So she may not be able to trust that part of comfort.
Yeah, I would say it sounds like, Dina, if you're able to trap her and bring her in, I think it would be really good to call in and get Nels to do, you know, so a reset on her, that could help her settle in and have a better chance at birthing, you know, kitties and so forth. It sounds to me like you're probably going to just have to feel your way through this.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a thing.
I read a really wonderful, heartwarming story last night online. And sometimes I read things, you know, before the show, or something comes from my past because I'm going to need to share it. And maybe that's this.
Seems like we got a little bit of a freeze from Martha, and then share this, and we cut out from you there.
So you didn't hear what I said?
We heard, like, and then share this, and then you stopped.
Okay. All right. So I read a story last night, and really heartwarming, and it was an adolescent feral cat, kittenish, you know, but at a rescue. And it was really angry and really mean and really defensive and had been at the shelter for quite a while. And nobody wanted this cat because it was nasty. And didn't get along with anybody and all of that. Well, then this couple came in looking for a cat and in a room. And the husband saw this cat and thought, oh, I just want to see it. Anyway, brought it in. This cat, who hated everybody, didn't get along with anybody, all of a sudden just jumped up in this guy's lap, connected with him, and said, Dad, curled up, started purring, and became a little love muffin. And of course, went home with this guy. And it's been a great cat ever since. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just read that last night, Dina. So maybe it was for you that, you know, you do what feels right here. You can check in with us. We can have, you know, we can have Nels do some work on the kitty and then see what happens once you get her in and birth her, because she could have a transformation. And it might be with your friend. It might be with you. Or it may work out that she's just better off spayed and returned, you know, to the feral group. But I think it sounds like you're going to have to feel your way through it.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that it depends on connections, you know, like this one story that you were talking about, that there's sometimes when two souls come together because they've spent time together in the past, they just connect and there's that thing. So I'm going to say that sometimes we have to feel our way through it. And I've been getting a lot of, I did some readings the other night, and that was the theme is that every step we make helps us make the next decision, helps us do the next process of what we're supposed to do. So if you can catch her, if you can help her with the little ones, and then see what comes out of it, because there is a possibility that I'm getting that she is going to go through some hormonal changes that might shake up her mind about safety and security and, oh, I can actually receive love. I can actually receive love. What's this? Oh, yeah, this feels good. Because some animals, when they're feral, they don't know that vibration of what love is or safety.
All right, well, I'm
is.
Looking at the clock here, so we're going to have to close out this hour. Dina, are you good with all of that, or do you want to wait till for us to talk to you again after the top of the hour?
I am perfectly good with everything. We're good here. I
hope that helped. So, I really hope that helped.
Keep us posted because things could change. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I really hope that helped.
Yep.
Thanks
for calling Animal World.
You're welcome.
Alrighty. That means some phones are wide open. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. We're going to fire up the love train one more time. So it's our last opportunity today to spread love all over the country, all over the world. It is so needed right now. You know, it is the most powerful energy on the planet, and love heals, and we really need it right now. So Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up, join the love train with us. We'll cruise by and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. Give us more spiritual energy today and for the week. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it is coming right up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues, another hour to go right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.